WAPJ Torrington Community Radio. Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Julia Autumn Ford began her musical career in 2013 and recorded a solo album in August in 2014. She is part of the powerhouse duo Belle of the Fall with Tracy Walton. Their critically acclaimed debut album Earthbound was released in April of 2016. After touring through the United States, they've returned to On Deck Sound Studio to record a new album, which will be available in the fall of 2017. So we hope you enjoy our chat with Julia Autumn Ford here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. Julia Autumn Ford, thank you for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I've been a fan of your work. I remember when you first performed live at the Desultory Theater Club in Torrington, and I was able to write about your musical journey, the beginning part of that. And then you recorded an album, a solo album, which was fantastic. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you.
And now you are part of Belle of the Fall, which is a fantastic duo with Tracy Walton. Tell me about your beginnings as a musician. When was the first time you picked up the guitar?
The first time I picked up a guitar, I was 14, 15 maybe. I got into high school and I quit band where I was playing the tuba. And then I wanted to start playing guitar, and my mom got me a guitar for Christmas. So I think I was like 14 at that point.
So tuba was one of the first musical instruments instead of the guitar.
Yeah, well, I started with euphonium, which is basically like a smaller version of the tuba. It was basically tuba, and then I switched to tuba when I got big enough to play one.
Do you still continue the tuba legacy at all?
But recently I've been like thinking about it. Like I really just like keep getting the craving to just like play the tuba, though I haven't in like 6 years or something like that. But yeah, I really want to. They're hard to come by.
Makes sense. Because normally I associate your music, not just specifically your voice, but also the guitar as well. So that's why I start out with the guitar. But had I known that piece, I would have started first with what made you pick up the tuba.
What made me pick up the tuba was I played piano before that, and then I've just always been singing. I don't know. I've just always been into music.
Now, did you take lessons for any of those musical instruments or for your voice, or have you always been a self-taught musician and performer?
Piano, we always had a piano in the house, so I started playing that, like, I don't know, when I was 2 or 3, just like banging around on it. And then I started taking piano lessons, and then I switched to tuba, which was in band, so I mean that's kind of lessons. And then guitar, I never really took lessons, and vocals, I never took lessons. I tried to take vocal lessons, I got rejected. She didn't want to teach me.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was because she came from a classical background.
I see.
So she was very, very trained. And I like played one of my songs for her. And she told me that she wasn't going to do anything to my voice because she thought it would be better just left to evolve naturally rather than be trained. And she taught me a few breathing exercises and stuff like that, but she wouldn't do anything to my voice.
Well, that was probably for the best, especially because now you're known for an exceptional voice, if you don't mind me saying it. And I think especially when you and Tracy sing harmonies, there's something very, very special about that. So I'm very happy that no one messed with your voice, so to speak, as the case
In hindsight, I'm happy about it. At the moment, I was a little, like, not heartbroken, but I was a little, like, upset about it. You know, I really wanted to work on my singing, but I think it was the right thing to do to work on it myself.
That makes sense. And then how about writing songs? Have you always been a songwriter, or is that something that you picked up later in your
musical
journey?
Kind of both, I guess. I didn't write seriously until I was 16. I wrote a song when I was 2 years old that was one of my, I think it's my earliest memory, like clear, vivid memory. It was
at 2 years old.
Yeah. It was called Potty Potty No No. Okay. But it was not about what it sounds like it was about. I just didn't have enough words in my vocabulary to write a song about anything else. So I kind of just used all my words that I had, and then I started making up words. And then I wrote like a joking song when I was like 8 about my dog. But I didn't like actually start writing songs until I was 16.
But it's interesting. That's one of your first memories. Your first formative memory is working on a song. So music has always been a part of your life and having an integral role in your life.
Yeah. And it's kind of weird. I was thinking about this the other day. I never put it together. But, and I never think about this song, but for some reason it was stuck in my head a few days ago. And so in the memory, I was sitting like in my car seat, 2 years old, and I had like this Polly Pocket doll, you know? And then I had this little like toy German Shepherd dog, and they were like going back and forth, like singing to one another and stuff. And the song made no sense again, but I look at it now and I have a German Shepherd, and I kind of look like the Polly Pocket doll that I was playing with just because I'm blonde. And maybe it was like a, yeah, it's early. I'm blanking on English, but premonition? Is that the word I'm thinking of?
It probably is.
Probably.
And so that's a part of your, I guess, musical legacy, the idea that you had started with an interest in music from a very early age. It's a very formative memory. And then throughout your life, you have performed to a certain degree, mainly for yourself although you were in band, so that you...
Yeah, I didn't. That's the part I didn't like about it, though, is because you had to, like, I don't know. Not that I don't like playing with other people, but I don't really like the whole organization of it and how I had to play the same thing over and over again. And it was just this one little part. I like just doing my own thing and writing my own parts and being able to change them up and stuff.
Because you have the creative control over it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. And so what was the impetus for your first album, for getting out on stage and performing as an adult?
Well, I am terrified of like being the center of attention and like being on stages and all that stuff. It really freaks me out still today, even though I've been doing it for years now.
That would surprise anyone who would go to a Belle of the Falls show, because you're very poised and composed while on stage.
Thank you.
And of course, when you're performing, I mean, that can be a very transcendent experience.
Yeah.
So it would surprise your audience or an audience member to feel or to know that that's something that you still work on.
Yeah, it is. And that was something that held me back for a while. And then... I wrote Don't Give Up On Me, which is a whole nother story in and of itself, but when I wrote that song, I kind of felt like it was selfish in a way to not, like, play that song for people, because I felt like it had, I don't know, there was something about it where I felt like it could impact at least one person in the world in a positive way, and so it was selfish for me to keep that to myself, I guess, because it impacted me in such a huge positive way. So that's really why I kind of started playing out at open mics and stuff, is just because I wanted people to hear that song and to connect with it. And
we're going to listen to a little bit of that song right now. So we're going to listen to just a snippet of Don't Give Up On Me from the Earthbound album, which would be the second version of this particular song.
Yes.
Recorded. You have one version that's on your solo album. This is going to be just a snippet from the Belle of the Fall Earthbound version of Don't Give Up On Me.
I think those scars on your arms are beautiful. They show you isn't something easily said. Not all of us survive. Keep that in mind.
We're talking with Julia Autumn Ford here on Nutmeg Chatter. We're going to be back in just a few moments. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. I'm speaking with Julia Autumn Ford. We've been talking about her musical career. We talked in the beginning about her, the starting point of her musical journey, way back when she was 2 years old, all the way to creating her first solo album. She got on stage and performed a live concert of her music at the Desultory Theater Club. She recorded an album at the On Deck Sound Studio, which was Julia Autumn Ford. That's the name of the album. And it was an EP. It had five songs. Mm-hmm. And after that, you became a part of Belle of the Fall. Could you tell me how that came about?
Well, Tracy and I were touring together as separate artists, and I kind of started singing backup on a few of his songs, and he started playing bass and snare on mine, and mostly bass, though, upright bass. And I think for him, it was kind of he wanted to get back into playing upright bass. And it just kind of, I don't know, it just felt right. And then we decided we wanted to actually make a duo of it. And it was going to be like, we didn't know if we wanted the Julia Autumn Ford duo or the Julia Autumn Ford Tracy Walton duo, or if we wanted an actual name. And we decided on having a name, which is Belle of the Fall.
How did the name Belle of the Fall came about?
We were kind of thinking of names, and I remember Tracy texted me. He just texted me, like, Belle of the Fall. And, like, in that moment, I just felt like Belle of the Fall, you know? It just, like, felt right. And then it stuck.
And that's Belle of the Fall with an E, so that's B-E-L-L-E.
Yes.
Belle of the Fall. Mm-hmm. And so you had recorded, actually you had performed with Tracy many times. You had performed some backup vocals on Tracy's. I think you also performed backup vocals on perhaps Krista Moon's album. Did you sing on one of her songs at all?
I might have.
Okay.
I don't know.
And did you perform on anyone else's albums at all?
Yeah, I feel like, a lot of people are recording at the studio and need backup vocals, and, you know, I'm fine with doing that. So, yeah, I've been on a bunch of people's. I was just on Cosmo Sunshine's new album. A bunch of people.
Do you like doing that? Do you like being a part of that type
yes.
of experience?
And, yeah, I do.
And sharing your musical talent on somebody else's vision?
Yeah.
Because Belle of the Fall is a shared vision that you and Tracy have. Now, when you started, especially with Earthbound, was it mainly you writing your songs, Tracy writing his songs, and then kind of merging the two together? Or was there a different way about it?
No, that's basically how we do it. We're not the greatest co-writers, but we're getting better at it. A lot of the time, you know, we'll either finish songs on our own and bring them to each other and be like, what do you think about this? Do you have any thing to add or any criticism or anything? Or we'll just kind of, one of us will have an idea for a song and we'll just kind of like talk about it and share ideas and kind of co-write it that way. But we very rarely actually like sit down and from beginning to end like write a song together. I don't know if we ever have actually.
But you come to the studio with your idea or with an entire song, but then you kind of work out together how Belle of the Fall will work on that and turn it into from a Julia Autumn Ford song to a Belle of the Fall experience.
Yeah, I mean, I think... Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay.
Sorry, it's early. I'm still waking up.
That's
and
fine.
And trying to speak English, but... Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay, that sounds... Well, what are some of the inspirations behind your music? Do you come up with a song as far as the melody first and then you put words to it? Or do you come up with kind of a concept of what you want to say? You write lyrically and then somehow incorporate the lyrics to music?
A little bit of both for me, actually. We just listened to Time... We showed you a preview of the album, and that the song Time, that was really the only song I've ever written where it was completely lyrics first. And I just, usually I hear some type of lyric and then a melody will come along with it, or I'll hear melody first and then words will start coming along with it, and then I'll figure out, you know, the chords and the rest of the song. But yeah, for this song, for some reason, I was driving and I just started hearing some of the lyrics, and so I was writing it, and I just couldn't hear music with it for some reason. And so I just ended up writing it like a poem, you know. And then I was done with it, and I don't know. I just couldn't leave it at that. I wanted it to be a song, so I wrote the music for it. But yeah, that was the only song I've ever written like that.
And you performed that with Tracy as Belle of the Fall. You performed that on a, like a Facebook Live, correct?
Did we? We might have. We don't really play that song that much right now. I feel like, I don't know, it's my idea that, I don't know, I feel like not all of the songs should be heard before the album is released.
Really?
And, yeah, I think some of the songs we should wait to be playing, you know? So let it,
Is it because of you want it a kind of an element of surprise,
yeah,
or an element of the completion of an album?
I think more the element of surprise. You know, a lot of these songs on this album, we've been playing for a while, and so a lot of our fans already know them, and so I think it's nice to have just a few songs that they don't know yet, so that when they listen to the album, they can, you know, be like, oh, I haven't heard this one, you know?
That makes sense. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, tell you what we're going to do is we're going to listen to just a little bit of Belle of the Fall from a more familiar song from the Earthbound album. So we're going to listen to just a little bit of that, and we're going to come back and talk some more with Julianne Ford.
When the
from Belle of the Fall, from the Earthbound album, we're speaking with Julia Autumn Ford, one of the two members of Belle of the Fall. Before we go to our second break, I wanted to mention the fact that you and Tracy do a lot of work in the community, specifically with sharing your music and songwriting with children in the area. Could you tell me a little bit about the programmatic activities of Belle of the Fall?
Yeah, we do a program called The Art of Song, which is a songwriting program for, we generally do it with kids.
Do you sometimes teach adults as well, or work with adults in there?
I haven't. Tracy's been doing this program for a while, and I think, yeah, he did do a few with adults, I'm pretty sure. We haven't. We just focus more so on children.
And you've done that in a school setting. As I recall, you also worked with children in Torrington at Cope Park, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Do you like sharing your songwriting talents and working with others on that, or being an example to young songwriters or aspiring songwriters?
Yeah. I mean, I think I like having them share their songwriting knowledge with me and their songwriting talents. They come up with some really good stuff. And some really great song ideas and a lot of cool lines and just things you wouldn't think of unless you were, you know, a 5-year-old or an 8-year-old or however young they are. They just have a different view on the world. And so the things they come up with in songs is, it's interesting. You know, it's a lot of fun to listen to what they have to say.
It is. Well, we're going to take our second break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Belle of the Fall, about the creation of this new album, and also what is it like to tour as, because you have toured across the United States. You played at the South by Southwest Festival. We're going to talk all about that in our third and final segment here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. I'm speaking with Julie Autumn Ford. We're talking about Belle of the Fall and specifically the working of the new album. Now, tell me a little bit about your thoughts on this second album and how it differentiates itself from the first, from Earthbound.
I love it. I think, I honestly, I like it way better than our first album. I just think it's, I don't know, it's a lot, it just has a certain vibe to it that I really, 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 really love. And I think that vibe kind of originated from the song Earthbound off of the Earthbound album. I think that song has a little bit of the vibe of this album, that kind of ethereal, dark, but really beautiful, kind of just weird vibe. Yeah, I love that vibe, and so I'm happy this album is kind of taking on that vibe.
And I understand that when you have worked on this album, there are some songs that you have written that you have worked on, and by you, I mean you and Tracy, you've worked on almost to completion or to completion, then decided it didn't fit within the scope of this particular album. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, I think once people hear it, they'll understand, but it's a very particular sound, and I think, you know, a lot of songs that we had planned to be on this album, when listening to it, it just kind of threw you out of that space that all the rest of the songs kept you in. It's a very particular thing that we're that we've created, I think, and some songs just didn't make the cut.
Well, the particular sound of Belle of the Fall, I obviously associate it mainly with some of the live performances, because I've seen Belle of the Fall live with Tracy with the upright bass, you with your melodious voice, and then the two together creating a beautiful harmony. When you have performed on YouTube, for instance, you shared some of your music, like the Simon and Garfunkel covers, which were very, very popular. Tell me about performing live. You had mentioned a little bit before about having some trepidation, or a little bit of trepidation when you perform live. But you perform across the country. Mm-hmm. You've performed in New Orleans and Dallas, and Texas. You've performed up and down the East Coast. Is there a difference between performing in Torrington or Winsted and performing in New Orleans?
I think, yeah, there's a little bit of a difference just because Tracy and I are both from Torrington. So when we play in Torrington, there's a lot of family and friends and people that we've known for a really long time, which is, you know, it's really nice. But I think at the end of the day, you know, when we're playing to a room full of people, we're playing to a room full of people, you know, and you connect with those people and you just through music and which is an amazing, powerful thing. And people are people, you know.
When you perform, what is your favorite part of your performance on stage?
I think I think just like the connection between the performer and the people, you know, listening to the performance, or I think as the performer, you kind of open yourself up and become vulnerable to the music that you're playing and the melodies that you're singing. And it's kind of like you open, you become this vessel to another world, I guess. And the people in the audience, if they're receptive, they go to that world with you. And it's just this really cool connection that you form without even talking to the person, you know?
Do you find where you're at now in your musical career somewhat surprising at all, or would it be surprising to the 14-year-old you, or certainly it would have been to the 2-year-old who's creating music of their own, but you know, when you had first started in your, I would say the more adult musical journey, where you are now, would you find that surprising at all, or this is exactly where you would expect yourself or want yourself to be in?
It definitely would surprise me, but it's also somewhere that I would want to be. It's funny, I was actually talking about that with Tracy the other day. We were talking about, we were trying to remember the first day I came in the studio, because I was like 16 and I came in with my mom, and like, so we were trying to remember that day, and I remember saying, like, if you were to show me a video that day of like where I am now and what Tracy and I are doing now, I wouldn't have bought it. But now that I'm here, you know, I love it, and it was very unexpected, but in a good way.
And you work at the On Deck Sound Studio as well now, yes. Helping, you know, Tracy as the sound studio produces other albums, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that aspect of your musical career?
Yeah, I really like it. And I've been doing videos. We've been doing videos here at the studio as well, and that's something that I've never done before. I've always liked photography, but I've never gotten into video, and so that's a really fun thing for me to be doing. But yeah, I like working on other people's albums as well, and kind of helping them produce or engineer or whatever they may need.
Just love to know, what do you foresee the future of Belle of the Fall to be? What would you like to see happen, let's say 3 years out or so?
I have no
idea. Would you like to hear your music in a television show or something?
That'd be great. Yeah, I definitely would like for more people to be hearing our music and, you know, having our music in movies and television. That'd be great as well. I'm like the worst at that kind of stuff, though, like having goals and like thinking about the future and stuff. I'm not that person at all. But yeah, I want to keep creating music that I love and that Tracy loves, and keep touring. And
do you like touring? Is touring kind of a fun aspect of it?
Yeah,
even
I
though
love
you're
touring.
On stage, it's, you like the touring aspect
touring,
of it?
Yeah. Yeah. And just experiencing different places and different people and eating different kinds of food, most importantly. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. I love touring.
That's fantastic. Well, Juliana Ford, I want to thank you for talking to us today on Nutmeg Chatter and talking about Belle of the Fall.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Some of the music has been provided by Belle of the Fall, so we thank Tracy Walton and Juliana Ford for that. Our theme music has been provided by The Jingle Punks, courtesy of YouTube Royalty Free Music, so we thank them for that. Please stay tuned for The Hotspot with Darcy at 4 p.m. It's a fantastic program of music and interviews and more. A wonderful program on WAPJ, so please stay tuned for that. We hope you enjoyed our chat.